Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town.
Hesitates, public gets irate, but forgets to vote dates. Weatherman complaining, predicted sun it's raining. Everyone's protesting, boyfriend keeps adjusting.
Carrying up that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Conspiracy Corner.
yeah, you would have to call it
Conspiracy Corner. Blue Room Insight presents Conspiracy Corner.
That is Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what have you been looking at?
You can't ask me what I've been doing, because, like...
No, not what you're doing, but, like
the main episode.
No, I was going to say, like, you've been hearing any weird shit in the news going on?
No.
Some weird stuff going on?
No, I haven't been on news. I think I just re-downloaded TikTok
today. Did you?
Yeah. I haven't had it for 2 weeks.
Right.
So, that wasn't long at all.
Yeah, just 2 weeks?
Yeah, it was just 2 weeks.
You addicted?
Really, just... I just like the funny stuff on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. You can like the funny stuff. It's okay to like it.
I like the funny stuff.
It's okay to like it. It is. Yeah. So, for today's episode, we got a couple articles, a couple headlines in the news that happened in the past couple of days. First up, the search for Nessie continues.
Yeah.
The largest search in 50 years for Nessie took place over the weekend. Yeah.
That's sick.
The last time such a apparent like expedition took place was 1972. And they're trying to find the elusive lake monster. They used a hydrophone to like hear some shit underwater. They took like sonar stuff. Apparently it was really rainy. It was super windy and it wasn't very good. The water was super choppy. Mm-hmm. But apparently with the hydrophone, Alan McKenna said, "We did hear something. We heard four distinctive gloops, whatever the fuck, like gloop.
Gloop.
We all got a bit excited, ran to go make sure the recorder was on, and it wasn't even plugged in. So they didn't even have the shit plugged in. So, I mean, yeah. But hey, it's cool that there is still a search for Nessie going on.
Yeah, but you can imagine how, like, disappointing that is in that situation.
Not having your shit like that?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you better, like, you gotta check your shit.
Yeah.
You gotta check your shit. Could you imagine if we record an episode and I never hit record?
Yeah. I feel like there's definitely been times where we thought that might have happened. I feel like in the past.
No.
Or it's more like post-production losing it.
Yeah, but that's different. That's not our fault. Yeah, that's not our fucking software's fault.
Software.
Yeah.
Not the van outside.
What? Not the van outside?
Yeah.
Software? What are you trying to say here, Darius?
No.
Whose
no.
van is
I'm
it?
I'm saying, like, it's not the software's fault. It's the van outside's fault.
Oh, okay.
Like, getting rid of our audio.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's the van.
Software. Like,
yeah. Somewhere. No. I was like, what the fuck is this going on? Sorry, man. I'm high.
I know.
Leave me alone. It's okay. It's okay. Anyways, but yeah, no, it's pretty interesting, right? Like, that's still a thing.
Yeah.
I'm excited that it's a thing. Like, I'm not really sure if they're going to find anything, though, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I've never really looked into Nessie.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Like, well, I know the basics of Nessie, but I've never, like, I mean, I've looked more into Bigfoot than Nessie. You know, as probably most people. I feel like they're more likely to know more about Bigfoot than Nessie.
Probably in America, yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume so, yeah. Another thing that happened in the news, which I kind of talked to you about at work, was with Yevgeny the leader of the Wagner private military go.
Yeah.
What
are you talking about?
Yeah. It was confirmed that he died on that plane crash on August 23rd.
That was him?
Yeah, and I had this weird thing. So he died on August 23rd, 2023.
Yeah.
So like 2323. And you know how like we've talked about the numerology and stuff? Okay, so like this is kind of interesting, right? Okay, so August is the eighth month. And I looked up what that meant. It meant like authority, like the number eight means authority, self-confidence, inner strength, inner wisdom, social status, ego, and at the same time has love for humanity and desire for peace or all that shit, which is interesting, right? And then 23 means change, progress, innovation. Change. Like the motherfucker got blown out of the sky.
I mean, yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, we all kind of, like, it was too easy. He got off too easy from what he did anyway. So, I think most like people kind of figured that something was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
He was like, Putin, it doesn't really seem like the kind of guy that's just like, you know, you're good.
You know, 2 months ago, he did turn on Russia and Putin called his ex treason. He did march towards Moscow. And then a deal was met, and I'm pretty sure he resettled in Belarus. So, but yeah, an explosion did happen in the plane. That is how they're explaining it, which means that he was targeted.
Yeah.
So, pretty interesting stuff. But you don't think about
the numerology and
all. Yeah, the numerology thing. Things. Just because, like,
definitely not a human. Like, it was definitely not decided upon on that day to do it. If it has any legitimacy or anything that's like actually backed behind it, there's powers above that controlled that.
Yeah, that'd be funny though, right?
Yeah.
So the BRICS summit happened. Which do you know what BRICS is? That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. It's basically like NATO,
gotcha.
Or something. Or I'm sorry, not maybe not like NATO. A mix of NATO and G4. They also invited Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. They officially decided to stop using the United States dollar for trade settlements, which, just to give you an idea, 88% of international transactions are done with the United States dollar. So, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. And then it's also, it's not weird, but it is weird. It's like these two superpower teams. You know, it's like the Miami Heat going against like the Golden State Warriors or some shit.
Yeah.
BRICS. Yeah. NATO.
BRICS.
BRICS. All white BRICS. Gotta get a lick for 15 more BRICS. But yeah, so, but it's insane to think what it's going to do to the dollar. And not only that, the other countries that they invited, Iran and Saudi Arabia. One, Iran hates America. And then Saudi Arabia, I mean, this is an oil thing. That's going to really hurt the American dollar even more. And, I mean, I already think there's a conspiracy to kill the American dollar so they can move on to, like, a cryptocurrency, which BRICS is already also working on. It's called BRICS Pay. And it's going to work between those countries that are in that little group.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Pretty interesting stuff, huh?
That is interesting. Yeah, I know. I think...
And all of them too feel weird too about Russia. The
American dollar.
I don't know.
We've talked about this recently.
They've already started trying to work on it.
Yeah, but how fast do you think they're able to kill it?
I have no idea, man.
Yeah, it's never been seen before, really.
Yeah, like that's something that I really
it's never been seen before. Like physical currency going into digital currency, that's a completely new thing, as far as we know.
Yeah, like credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not credits. Like legit, just like a digital currency.
So. Right. But yeah, no, it is interesting. A little bit more, keeping up with familiar topics that we've been having, the Maui wildfires.
Yes, yeah.
The Maui County
still burning.
No. They're suing the Hawaiian Electric.
The news is still burning.
But they're suing Hawaiian Electric.
I did see the video you were talking about with the guy, with the mayor. Not the mayor, but the governor, I should say. The governor. Was it the governor?
Talking about the police chief?
The chief?
Chief of police?
Was it the chief of police?
Which one? Which video?
The one where he's I'm going to go into more detail, where they're like, what about the kids? And he's like, I don't know anything about
them. Oh, the mayor.
So I was right, the mayor.
Yeah.
Okay. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and everything in the video.
So his the death toll of the Maui wildfires has reached about 115, with thousands still missing. They are about to start releasing names of the missing. Maui County is to sue the Hawaiian Electric Company. They failed to shut off power despite the dangerous conditions. And, you know, this has all been leading up to conspiracies on arsonists, right? Yeah. And that this is all done on purpose. Well, get this. Greece has over 350 wildfires burning right now.
Greece.
Okay. 180,000 acres burned. And they have 160, or probably over that now, people have been arrested across Greece for arson charges already. So they're finding people that are intentionally lighting this. Only 42 of this group has been intentional. The rest they label as negligence. So, but like, people are setting these fucking fires. So like the conspiracy, now, I don't know what maybe their intentions are, but like still...
Right.
Like, you know.
What about California? Is that common? Like, is it mostly arson, or do you think it's just because of the environment?
I think it's a mix of both.
I think it's probably a mix of both. Yeah. I agree.
But yeah. It is pretty interesting for sure.
The one that we talked about last week with the properties being, like, freed up,
mm-hmm.
That was interesting. Do you think... is any lead on that, or do you just have no?
The only thing that I know is that
you don't think it's a fucking laser beam, do you?
No, I don't think a laser beam came down and caused these fires. No. However, I'm not going to say that it wasn't a financial conspiracy, you know, or like a money conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think it was military, and I'm not going to say it was like the shadow government or like.
Yeah.
The lizard people, but...
The lizard people.
But sure, like, some...
It wasn't the
LP. Rich people, maybe.
Wasn't the LP. The LPG.
The LPG.
Lizard people government.
Lizard people government. But yeah, speaking of lizard people, another prophecy unfulfilled.
They're going to be called the LPG now.
Lizard people?
Yeah.
Are you going to Twix that?
Yeah, the LPG.
The LPG. Why don't you make that and run for president?
The LPG.
Yeah. Lizard and then saying lizard years, you're like 55.
What?
So that you can run.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's 35. I'm just saying.
How does the lizard years work?
I don't fucking know. I'm not a lizard person.
How many?
You're the fucking lizard. You're the one creating it. Create the lore, bitch.
The lore.
Another prophecy unfulfilled. Nibiru was supposed to collide with us last Friday.
Nibiru?
Yeah, Nibiru.
How long have they been saying that? The community. How long has the community been saying that?
Because
I know it's a whole...
I have no idea. It's, I guess since back in like... I don't know. It's been a long... Yeah, probably. For some reason, people keep thinking that a mysterious undiscovered planet is going
to... It's cool, though. Like, the story in the lore is cool.
...smash into our planet.
I'm not gonna lie, like, it's I never really fell into the Nibiru stuff, but when I did on YouTube, like, watch some of the videos that would come up on my feed, even though I didn't really believe them, it was still kind of fun. The guy, you know, would be pointing into the sky, and he's like, look, you see that? Like, right there, and he'd, like... fucking look over newsreels and talk about Nibiru, Planet X coming, and
yeah.
It's like, it's cool.
Right. No, I remember listening to Coast to Coast.
Very popular in the early 2010s.
Yeah, dude. No, that's what I was going to say. I remember listening to Coast. I was in the shower. I was listening to it actually on the radio because where I was living at in Oak Island, the Wilmington station played Coast to Coast, and it was like 1 or 2 in the morning, and... he was talking about Planet X and how it was going to smash into us. And I think that was his, like, 2012 prediction. And I was in the shower literally, like, laughing.
Now, is it, like, legitimately a planet? Like,
No, nobody's still... It's still undiscovered. It's still...
No, not like... Okay, that was bad wording. Is it considered a planet? Like, are they calling it a planet? The people that talk about Nibiru?
Oh, planets? Yeah, it's a planet.
So, like... Do planets really collide like that?
I mean, yeah, they can.
I know they can, but it's just like...
I mean, it's just like rocks
coming yeah, around. Yeah, I figured.
The asteroid belt is probably that.
Yeah, you're right. Well, asteroids are considered just like mini... Super mini planets.
I don't know about that, but they are rocks, and they're not mini rocks. They can be some big rocks, but
they're big rocks.
But yeah, so basically it was yeah. So our asteroid belt probably used to be a planet.
Yeah, like it's just a bunch of stuff like
yeah, and then it got
forming together. Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah, yeah.
So
I just didn't know, you know, like if the fuck let's like. Pretend, imagine like Nibiru looked like Saturn, okay? Like, let's just say, let's give that an image. Let's slap that right there, okay? Imagine the solar system. I was just imagining like Saturn just got the fuck out of its place and just really decided to fuck things up and like moved around and started hitting bitches and like ended everything.
If anything would fuck something up, it'd definitely be Jupiter. If it like moved out of place.
Yeah. Yeah, like not like legitimately the alignment, but I'm just saying in general, just like. For some reason in my head, when I think about planets, I think about fucking strings in between them. And I know that's not how it actually is, but I think it's
really science. You're really going back to like second grade.
I really am right now with the fucking like lion.
Yeah, dude.
I know it's not like that, but I got some fond memories of making myself my own solar system.
Hey,
and for a science fair, and that was awesome. Yeah. I spray painted the sun and everything.
Can't wait to do that, man.
Look, it was really fun.
I like.
I'm not saying that's how I view it, but sometimes I wish that's how I did.
No, I got you, man.
It was an easier time.
I thought you were telling me that's how you did it.
No, that's not how I view it.
Okay.
But I'm just like half awake right now. Like,
yeah.
Man. I drink coffee and I'm crashing. So.
Yeah, I can tell. I was like, damn. Like, I was like, what did you do today? How many times did you jack off? Are you dehydrated? You need water?
I am, but like I'm good.
Let's see. I'm a couple hundred million whatevers of that. I've been drinking some rum and Hawaiian punch.
I'm high on life.
Yeah, basically. But yeah. So I mean, that was basically it. Some pretty interesting stuff. I feel like. What do you think of the Warner guy? You think he was targeted? That was a terminal list kind of situation?
I do think he was probably targeted. I think it was... I mean, I haven't looked into it at all, but if I had to take a guess, probably just...
Made him feel safe.
An order from Putin.
Just made him feel safe and then took him out when he least expected it.
Kind of feel like it would be like that, right? Like, it's the easiest way of doing it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're good. No problem. I know you tried to take over things and, like, basically we're going to fucking kill me, but we're good. We're good. You don't have to do... Like, that's just not how it works, especially under that whole entire administration, you know? So, it's Russian, man. Like, that shit doesn't happen there. I don't think that. I mean,
yeah, no, you know what I mean? I gotcha. Yeah.
So, I definitely think the plane got shot down, and I do think...
Well, no, there was a bomb in the inside.
Oh, there was a bomb in the inside?
Yeah.
Really? See, that just shows how much I haven't looked into it. See, I didn't...
I said that at the beginning.
Oh, my bad.
I said how it was brought down. So there was an explosion from the inside.
So, yeah. But I do think it was an inside job from the government of Russia.
It's pretty intense, dude.
Mother Russia. I think it'd be cool if it was a laser beam.
What?
That'd be sick.
Hey, man. The Chinese, they got the new laser beam weapon.
Like, all you see is...
They can, like, hold their shit.
You hear fucking Star Wars, like, the Star Wars sound. The
pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew. But, yeah, guys. Alrighty. Well, I think this is it from us. Sometimes they're going to be this short, sometimes they're going to be longer. It really depends on what's on the news or what kind of topics there is. Darius didn't get to look in the news too much this week. It's been a busy week. No. And more busy weeks to come.
But next episode's be more full. Especially, I feel like they'll definitely be more...
Oh, yeah.
Big.
Yeah. And for everybody out there, for our Florida listeners and our Caribbean listeners, be safe out there with the new tropical storm. We'll catch you next week.